Agrégation interne d'anglais, épreuve de compréhension restitution. You are going to hear an oral document twice. After each listening, you will have 1 minute in which to look over your work and prepare your account of the document in English. Here is the document for the first time.
Here in the United States, Walmart is trying to play down accusations that it underpays its staff. An effort by employees at an Ohio Walmart to collect food for fellow workers' Thanksgiving dinners has gone viral, and not in a good way. ML Schultze from member station WKSU reports some see the food drive simply as people helping people.
The sign appears above plastic bins in the employee work area of the Canton Walmart. Please donate food items here so associates in need can enjoy Thanksgiving dinner. The image went public this week on the Our Walmart Facebook page, which is part of an effort to unionize workers at some of the world's 11,000 Walmarts. Norma Mills is a community organizer pressing for what she calls a living wage in Canton. She drives through one of three low-income housing projects within a half mile of the Walmart.
What I saw was an opportunity for Walmart to make it appear they're doing good for their employees when actually they're exploiting them. Where would those employees likely buy their product from? Walmart. So Walmart is in a win-win situation.
But Tammy Seiler, the shift manager at the Canton Walmart, insists the whole effort that's drawn such withering criticism sprang from associates worried about unexpected problems befalling fellow workers.
If your neighbor's house burnt down, you give them clothes, you help them out. This is just the same thing. If your friend's husband lost their job and they're having trouble scraping together the food to feed their family, you give them some food so their kids don't starve.
She says a lot of the employees are outraged at the criticism.
Walmart's a big company, and we have a big target on our back. So when this story came out, that's just something for somebody else to jump on the bandwagon and say Walmart is not paying enough for their associates, which I definitely do not believe.
But others don't share that conviction. Within hours of the Walmart photo appearing, the president of Canton City Council cited it in calling for the city to raise its minimum wage above Ohio's $7.85 an hour. For NPR, I'm ML Schultze in Canton, Ohio.
That is the end of the document for the first time. You now have 1 minute in which to look over your notes. Here is the recording for the second time.
Here in the United States, Walmart is trying to play down accusations that it underpays its staff. An effort by employees at an Ohio Walmart to collect food for fellow workers' Thanksgiving dinners has gone viral, and not in a good way. ML Schultze from member station WKSU reports some see the food drive simply as people helping people.
The sign appears above plastic bins in the employee work area of the Canton Walmart. Please donate food items here so associates in need can enjoy Thanksgiving dinner. The image went public this week on the Our Walmart Facebook page, which is part of an effort to unionize workers at some of the world's 11,000 Walmarts. Norma Mills is a community organizer pressing for what she calls a living wage in Canton. She drives through one of three low-income housing projects within a half mile of the Walmart.
What I saw was an opportunity for Walmart to make it appear they're doing good for their employees when actually they're exploiting them. Where would those employees likely buy their product from? Walmart. So Walmart is in a win-win situation.
But Tammy Seiler, the shift manager at the Canton Walmart, insists the whole effort that's drawn such withering criticism sprang from associates worried about unexpected problems befalling fellow workers.
If your neighbor's house burnt down, you give them clothes, you help them out. This is just the same thing. If your friend's husband lost their job and they're having trouble scraping together the food to feed their family, you give them some food so their kids don't starve.
She says a lot of the employees are outraged at the criticism.
Walmart's a big company, and we have a big target on our back. So when this story came out, that's just something for somebody else to jump on the bandwagon and say Walmart is not paying enough for their associates, which I definitely do not believe.
But others don't share that conviction. Within hours of the Walmart photo appearing, the president of Canton City Council cited it in calling for the city to raise its minimum wage above Ohio's $7.85 an hour. For NPR, I'm M.L. Schulze in Canton, Ohio.
That is the end of the recording for the second time. You now have 1 minute in which to prepare your account of the text. That minute is now up and it's over to you. Please begin speaking now.